This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Montana hunter shot and killed two grizzly bears on Wednesday, November 5th near Seeley Lake in a remote area of Missoula County. The man says he shot in self-defense after the two bears and another yearling ran at him and his hunting partner. A female grizzly and one of her yearling cubs were shot and killed by the hunter. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is investigating the incident. Grizzlies remain under Endangered Species Act protection in the lower 48 states and may not be hunted. They can, however, be legally killed in self-defense or in defense of other people. State game agencies and the FWS investigate claims of grizzlies being killed in self-defense to determine if the killings were justified. The two hunters told investigators that all three bears started running toward them from about 100 yards away. The hunters were hiking back to retrieve a mule deer carcass when they encountered the bears along the Pyramid Pass Trail east of Seeley Lake. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks said, "The hunters reported that they yelled at the bears and waved their arms, but the bears continued running toward the hunters without slowing down. One hunter shot at and possibly killed two of the grizzly bears, and the third bear retreated towards the mule deer carcass. The hunters left the site and immediately reported the shooting as self-defense to FWP. The U.S. Forest Service has posted signs at the Pyramid Pass trailhead to alert visitors of the recent bear activity. It was later confirmed that the female grizzly sow and one of her yearlings were killed in the shooting. The other yearling grizzly has not been seen again. Human and bear conflicts sometimes happen near big game carcasses when grizzlies try to claim them as their food sources. Wildlife officials say that it is very unlikely that a mama bear and her cubs were actually attacking the hunters. It was a mom defending her food source and her cubs after being startled by the humans. There are similar incidents in remote areas across western states. A Wyoming hunter who reported a close encounter with a female grizzly on October 15th also said that bear's cub was with her. Celia Easton was rushed by the female grizzly and her cub while elk hunting near Cody. She said the mother grizzly bit into one of her boots and pulled it off her foot, and then both bears turned and fled. In another case that authorities ruled to be legitimate self-defense, a hunter last month shot and killed a grizzly in the Island Park area of Idaho near Yellowstone National Park. And in Canada, several people have been mauled by bears in the past few weeks. The victims include a man who died of his injuries 3 weeks after he was attacked by a bear. Food waste is going beyond the landfill, literally. Researchers at the University of Illinois have developed a clever process to convert food scraps into sustainable jet fuel. The method involves hydrothermal liquefaction, mimicking how crude oil forms naturally over millions of years, but in this case produced in a much shorter time frame. The crude oil is then refined to remove impurities and unwanted elements, resulting in a sustainable aviation fuel that's up to jet fuel standards and could help the aviation industry dramatically reduce its greenhouse gas emissions, all the while making the most of something that would otherwise go to waste. Researchers now will work on the process so that it can be scaled to meet commercial demand, but the new method could pave the way for cleaner flights and less packed landfills. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.